You're listening to SBS News.
In the southern Bay region of Somalia, thousands of people have been filing in to internally displaced people's camps. Residents of the camps have usually come from across the region, displaced by the chronic hunger crisis. Just as in Somalia, pastoralists in Ethiopia and Kenya are desperately trying to keep their remaining livestock alive, battling the worst drought in decades. Graham Strong is the field chief for World Vision, and he says the crisis is being felt across the region.
What we're finding in the Horn of Africa as humanitarians, we're basically taking away from the hungry and feeding the starving right now. And this is brought on by climate change. It's brought on by COVID-19 conflict and the Ukrainian war. I was just talking to our staff on the ground here, and I know this is across our field offices in the Horn of Africa, where humanitarians are making difficult choices around, how do we get food into some of these areas that are most hit.
The United Nations says 22 million people in the region now face starvation, with 500,000 Somali children under the age of 5 at risk of dying just this year. Karen Smaller is a founding member of the Shamba Centre for Food and Climate. She says the conditions in the Horn of Africa haven't been seen in decades.
There's multiple drivers for this looming famine. In Somalia, we've got a country that's been in civil unrest and conflict for decades now. But really the driver this time around is this awful drought that we've seen, like the worst drought in about 40 years. And then in other countries, you've got Ethiopia, which has also been really severely hit by the drought. But Ethiopia has also been dealing with an internal conflict for, the last year or so.
While the World Meteorological Organization's announcement of another La Nina event has brought concerns for more flooding in Australia, on the other side of the Indian Ocean, it's had the opposite effect. Professor Mark Howden from the Australian National University's Climate Change Institute says the combination of climate change and the La Nina effect have been devastating for the Horn of Africa.
So we're now into our third La Nina in a row, as has been widely reported. And whilst that increases rainfall in Australia, it tends to reduce rainfall in East Africa. So we end up getting lots and lots of warm water around the Western Pacific, around to the north of Australia, and that tends to result in more rainfall here, but less rainfall over in East Africa.
Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, US President Joe Biden pledged $4.4 billion to address the world's food security crisis. A number of Australian international aid organisations have banded together to call on the Australian government to play a similar role. Mark Purcell is the CEO of the Australian Council for International Development.
I think if Australia doesn't act, I think we will have diminished ourselves on the world stage. We will fail to play a role commensurate with our importance as one of the largest economies and a middle-ranking power in the world. I think we have more that we can do internationally to tackle big problems like climate change, preventing global hunger and famine, and building a more peaceful and stable world. And now is the moment for Australia and the Albanese government to act.
In an exclusive statement to SBS News, the Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Pat Conroy, said the government is deeply concerned with rising levels of food insecurity globally. He says the government will provide $15 million in emergency assistance to the hunger crisis in the Horn of Africa and Yemen. But Karen Smaller from the Shamba Centre for Food and Climate says a more permanent solution is required to prevent future global shocks from turning into full-blown hunger crises.
I don't want to take away the importance of the need for humanitarian aid. We need it now, otherwise people will starve to death like we're seeing in Somalia. But if we only provide the emergency assistance, we will be facing these kinds of crises year after year.
Tysock Husey, SBS News.